Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to their sites, we do it for free. freetalklive.com. It is, by the way, 420. And so, of course, inevitably we'll have to talk about that. But first to the phones and to the fun, let's go to the amplifier line. Talk to Roger in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Roger.
Hey, Ian, Julie, and Mark's on here, too?
It's Julia, and yes, Mark's here.
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
Okay. I was calling in. I was listening to a podcast the other night where you guys were talking about the fair tax.
Uh-huh.
And you're all commenting that it wasn't going to repeal the 16th Amendment.
That's correct.
It will repeal the 16th Amendment.
How's that?
I've read the book, and I've read the law that's actually coming out. It's H.R. 25. That's part of the bill that they will repeal the 16th Amendment.
But that's not how it works.
Yes, but I'm sorry. A bill doesn't repeal any amendments. Amendment is a higher law than a bill, so a bill can't do anything about it.
They have to call a constitutional convention, and they have to go through the process of actually repealing an amendment.
Not necessarily. I mean, you could go through the process by getting two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate and three-quarters of the states
to ratify.
No, it's not. It's never going to happen.
And so just because they pass a bill that says we intend to repeal the 16th Amendment doesn't mean anything, Roger.
It doesn't say anything about intent. That's what part of it is. It's part of repealing the 16th Amendment. That's what it is.
Well, okay.
That's what I've read, and that's what it shows in the bill and everything. As long as it doesn't go into play
until the 16th Amendment is repealed, then I'm fine
exactly.
with it. But That's not the way that the guy from the Fair Tax Organization who came on the show and debated it with us for an hour and a half explained it. And this is the guy that's like the president, you know, some important dude from the Fair Tax. So either you misread it and you're like an amateur, you know, sort of looking on your own, misread it, or their spokes guy doesn't know what the F he's talking about. Those are the choices.
Well, okay, well, that's what I read in the book when I read it, and that's what reads in the bill.
Well, of course they're going to put it in.
Sounds like the guy you had on there didn't know what he was talking about. There.
His name is Ken Hoagland, and he's the official representative media spokesperson for the Fair Tax. You can go and listen to the archive. It's on our guest page at freetalklive.com. Now, look, just because they put it in there doesn't mean that it's actually going to stay in there, and it also doesn't mean that it has any sort of binding power over the Constitution. Mark's absolutely correct. I mean, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. All other laws are subsidiary to it, basically. And
I mean, they may wish very much that the 16th Amendment was repealed,
right.
But I'm not really here for wishes. I don't want to be taxed more based on what somebody's wish was.
Yeah, if I were writing that book and I were Neil Bortz and
because
whoever
I'm
the
getting,
other guy was.
I'm getting taxed right now on welfare for people that wish they could get rid of poverty, but it's a bunch of crap because government never does what you want it to do.
Right, and you don't want to actually tell the people that are reading that Fair Tax book that you're not going to actually be repealing the Sixth Amendment. Tell them you're going to repeal the Sixth Amendment. It'll get them all excited. And then just later down the line when you can't repeal the 16th Amendment, you just have to shrug your shoulders and say, well, we did our best.
I just can't imagine the IRS going anywhere. They're not going to go without a fight. They don't want to go anywhere. And what about all the businesses, the H&R Block and all those accountant businesses that make tons of money from tax season?
Yeah, you can bet they will be lobbying against the fair tax very heavily, and they've got a lot of money to do it.
I agree with you. And as a person trying to back it, I don't feel like they're ever going to pass it, to tell you the truth.
Are you going to take the check?
Just because of that fact. But you know what? It'd be a wonderful thing if they could do it.
Are you going to take the check, Roger? That's what I want to know.
I would agree it would be wonderful if they repeal the 16th Amendment. I just don't think they will.
I still don't think
it would
be wonderful.
And now it's Ian's question.
I like the idea that it would repeal the IRS to that extent. Yeah, okay, great. If they actually do keep that. If they keep it in its current form, which, as we pointed out, there's no guarantee they will. But that's the only thing I like about this, because what I really don't like is the welfare clause. And so I'm wondering, are you going to take the check?
No, I don't like that either. That's one part I didn't like about it, and I didn't like how they explained it in the book either. What they said in the book was they had to put that in there because there's no way they'd pass this law if they didn't do anything about the poor people. And I'm going, what is this all about? I'm like, why don't they just get rid of all the tax on the food products, at least, instead of giving people checks? I don't like the idea of handing out checks either.
Yep. And it's even
the only other part I didn't like about it.
But. It's so disturbing to me that so-called small government conservatives can rally behind a law that will put every American household on a monthly welfare payment from the federal government.
Well, that's not what disturbs me, and I would call myself a small government conservative, at least in a lot of respects. I'd be fine and dandy for your little program. Any tax program that makes everybody happy is going to be convoluted and weird, and at the very least, it's convoluted and weird in a simple process that doesn't require me to put hours and hours and hours every year into saving receipts and documenting everything and all that other stuff. I like that part. It's the fact that anybody who supports it clearly has not learned the lessons of government that we have been taught for the last 230-something years.
How could they? They only support it based on its basic premise, and that is getting rid of the IRS. That makes them feel very good, it makes them very excited, and it allows them to gloss over all of the major flaws and sick provisions in this particular law. And Roger, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is... Mark, play some music.
My computer freaked out.
All right. 800-259-9231. And, I see that the whole welfare thing on this this fair tax, I mean, the conservatives have, the small government conservatives, they're still out there. The conservative movement has sort of splintered off into two directions. They're sort of the Goldwater conservatives, the guys that are still agitating for smaller government.
I do like Barry.
And then there are the neo-conservatives, as they've been called, the ones that are ready to take over the world with military might and mold it into their vision of how the world should be.
I think neo-conservatives sort of are a political animal that has sort of combined enough. They combine enough of the fiscal conservatives with the religious conservatives. And they kind of combine the policies, and then they, take care of their rich friends. I don't think a neocon. I don't think there are such things as civilian neocons.
No one's taken an oath or anything like that. But there are adherents. There are people who certainly will support the neocons that are in Washington D.C.
They will.
Thereby, by proxy, they are neocons.
But I think that those people generally are either a Jerry Falwell Republican or they're a Barry Goldwater Republican. Generally. Like the Goldwater Republicans, who have pretty much left the, the left the neocons said yuck, and gone their separate ways. But the Falwell Republicans, they haven't quite, done that because, of course we have a holy crusade going on in the Middle East.
The other thing about the fair tax that is a problem with me is that they're going to mandate that all of the states that currently don't collect sales tax start collecting sales tax.
What about the states, states like Florida that have a sales tax, are they going to add the state
sales tax
on top of the fair tax?
Yep,
so what's that, a 30% sales tax?
The fair tax people have, it depends on who you ask what the fair tax will turn out to be. Nobody really knows at this point.
It's just an idea, right?
Right. They've run the numbers and they've had their economists look into it. And I've seen estimates between 23% and 30%. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say it'd be 23%.
Right.
In a state like Florida with I think 5% state sales tax, then you've got local city sales taxes as well.
On top of that.
So in Sarasota County where we come from, it would have been 7% total. Mm-hmm. So 23 on to 7 is a nice 30% tax.
A 30% tax, that's the sort of thing that people will actually try to get around. 7%,
right.
People aren't really going to try too hard to get around, maybe when you're buying a car or something like that. But 30%, can you imagine what that's going to do? If you're buying a $20,000 car, isn't that six grand?
Huge. That's huge.
$6,000?
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to the black market that would erupt as a result of that, but nonetheless, it's problematic for the states that don't collect any sales tax, because then you're mandating that all those businesses all of a sudden be collection agents for the feds.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. ThePacket8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. So register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we go to the phones to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Justin. Justin, going once. Justin in Maryland. Do we have Justin? Justin going twice? I hear something out there. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he'll
Justin's
come
taking a nap.
Let's go to Tim in Illinois instead. Hello, Tim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Tim.
Oh, no, this is Justin.
Okay, then we've got Justin.
Alrighty. We do.
What's on your mind?
Hey, Ian, I'm actually listening to some archives right now because I can't listen to y'all live. I'm down in Houston. So, but I've been noticing a theme of you like to talk about ostracism and in
hold on
Ian
just
world.
A second, Justin. Why can't you listen? Because you're in Austin.
Oh, I'm in Houston.
It doesn't matter to me where you are. We got the internet, and you can listen to the live stream if you want.
If he's in his car.
Oh, I'm in the car right now.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's what confused me.
If you're playing the car, but oh yeah, no problem.
So ostracism, but, Justin. Ostracism.
Yeah, you seem. I've heard you mention that in a in a free market society, then you would be rated kind of on your level of in your explanations anyway, that you'd be rated as to your reputation in society.
Yeah, like an eBay rating, except better.
Right. What about abuses of that?
I'm sorry. Ask that again. I'm sorry. Mark distracted.
Well, I mean, what about abuses of that? I mean, like, who's to say that somebody couldn't get on and just annihilate your rating, and then so far as everyone else in the world, it's just that.
Well, I mean,
that seems a little reaching to me.
I don't think that's reaching at all. In fact, it's just a few steps away from what we already have in the form of credit ratings. It would just be a reputation rating instead. And currently with credit ratings, if somebody goes in there and ruins your credit, then there's a process that you can go through to get it back. Similarly, with a reputation rating, you would, if someone for some reason, one of these companies, which probably are reputable for the most part, would go in there and ruin your credit, you could go and appeal it to one of the other companies and show them, here's my boss and here's my landlord and here's, show them some people that will essentially vouch for you and restore your credit. Certainly the marketplace would come up with a process just as they've done with credit reports.
And who among society would be able to rate your reputation?
I would think that anyone could contact anybody who you're doing business with could contact one of these reputation rating providers, and
it would be like a third party, for example, like a health department, but it'd be a third party where they would come in and would just keep track of your, like Better Business Bureau, something like that.
Well, no, I'm not sure that there would be an organization. I mean, we have there's a great example. Now, I by no means am with the Ian on this free market philosophy that he has that includes no government. But I have sat here enough and listened to his insane ramblings to be able to put together what it is that he's talking about, and it's surprisingly difficult to refute. We have currently something called eBay out there that has a reputation rating. I have an eBay rating, I think, of like 32, and there's one guy who I've dealt with amongst those 32 people who just didn't like the experience, and he gave me a neutral rating rather than a good one because he didn't think the purchase went the way he felt like it should.
Yeah.
So by and large, that's a pretty good percentage.
That's true.
Well,
I guess, with the eBay rating,
with that one guy that gave you a negative rating,
mm-hmm.
in many cases
it wasn't negative.
Okay, in many cases, those who will leave negative or positive or negative or neutral ratings, I would say, have a higher likelihood of also having bad ratings themselves.
Right.
And it's not very difficult to click on that person's name and say, okay, well, let's see what this guy's rating is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he left Mark a bad rating or a neutral rating. Let's see how he's doing on eBay. And then you're going to read some of his ratings to see how reputable he is. And again, there are systems that could be constructed that would would help everybody out and make sure it's as equitable and as fair as possible. And as far as the third parties are concerned, the arbitrators could be, you know, some of the most reputable people that would be able to edit these ratings. Essentially, if you were arbitrated with, like, you didn't pay your rent or something like that, your landlord took you to arbitration over it, the arbitrator said, yep, according to the evidence, you haven't paid your rent. And
right.
then they'd put a black mark against your reputation rating. I'm sorry, okay. Go ahead.
No, Ian, you always boggle my mind a little bit because you get out there to the extreme. I mean, I consider myself absolute minimal. I mean, you know, any legislation is bad legislation, so far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when it gets down to the nitty gritty of in the Omega Man Society in the ideal. There's still certain aspects that are.
Well, let me say. I mean, let me say this. It's not. I totally understand where you're coming from. I mean, I used to be a constitutional minarchist back in the day, and I've just sort of slowly.
Yeah, I knew him when he was sane.
I remember when Mark. I remember when Mark was really concerned over me taking, free market positions on the show. He was really worried about what that would do to the program.
I absolutely was. I mean, can you imagine somebody getting on the radio? I mean, the radio that everybody listens to and really talking about anarchy. I mean, who's going to listen to that?
Well, anarchy is such a bad word.
It's a terrible word, but that's how I was feeling at the time.
Justin, great call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Hey, long-time listener, man. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. So, again, this whole thing is a process. The road to liberty. The road to understanding how man could get along with man without having the coercive force known as government involved in their lives. We've all sort of taken this, we've all lived with this presumption for all of our lives that government must do certain things, and what if it weren't true? What if you were lied to by the government schools that you likely went to? What if you were told half-truths by your parents because they didn't know better? What if you could live without government? And so to help assist the process along here, again, you know, this was a learning experience for me. I still continue to learn, still continue to understand. And the reason why it's so important to understand what Justin is trying to wrap his mind around there, the vision for what society could be like without a government, it's because people do need those answers.
What I really like about free marketeerism, as you like to call it, is that...
MICKEYMOUSC.
What I really like about it is the fact that if you had a choice,
I'm a free marketeer. I'm a free marketeer.
She's talked one time in this segment, Mark. Could you just let her get it out?
I'm sorry. It's just so silly.
The idea that people would be able to choose to have a government. So people could live in a small area and choose to have their own government, and then other people could choose to live in an area where they didn't want any government
at
all.
As long as 100% of them chose
the
government, then it wouldn't be a government. Then it would be a private business providing services. 800-259-9231. Talk a little bit more about understanding why it's so important to have a vision so people can wrap their minds around it. On the way. Free talk.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Walk Your Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Walk Your Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Walk Your Special Blend of Sea Vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit walkyours.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. Back at 8.net toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Totally free for you at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
And our number is 800-259-9231. Still to come, a little bit of 420 coverage. That's on the way. But just real quick, I wanted to point out that we just got off the phone with Justin, and he was concerned for one of the aspects of the vision that I happen to have for the free market culture, the free market system that we would have in the absence, if we are able to finally get rid of government entirely. And it's important to ask those questions. It's important to have those answers, because people need to understand. They need to have some sort of a low-level comprehension of what life could be like without the existence of the government. And to that end, I have contacted the good people over at Laissez-Faire Books. And Laissez-Faire Books,
hey,
is...
I contacted the good people at Laissez-Faire Books.
Okay, well, I made the contact on this particular issue, which is...
And I got her to call you back.
Okay. Actually, I think she had called back, didn't she? And I don't...
Mm-mm. Huh. She didn't know what the hell I was talking about when I first started talking to her about it. I talked to her as though
You know, you had contacted her, and she had no idea what I was talking about.
So I see.
I warmed her up for you.
Well, anyway, so I contacted the good people over at Laissez-Faire Books because they hold the copyright on The Market for Liberty,
mm-hmm.
which is a book that I've spoken about on the air. It's a great book from the 1970s written by Morris and Linda Tannehill, and it's essentially the outline of a free market society. It really goes into depth. And it makes a lot of sense, more so than I can make sense on the issue right now. I mean, I'm decent, I think. I'm okay at explaining the concepts. These guys are awesome at it.
It's in-depth, and I know you really like the book. I as you were finishing it, we were on a trip together, so you were telling me about all the great parts about
right.
it, and it sounded good.
The thing I like the most about it is it's not scholarly. These are the Tannehills are people that absorbed all the scholarly writings by people like Rothbard and Mises and those guys, all the educated types. They absorbed all those writings, and then they boiled them down into their vision for how the free market society could function. And, of course, they start out in Chapter 1 by pointing out that, you know, we can't predict everything the market's going to do. This just serves as a vision for how it could work. Like the low-level basics of how the market, the free market society would function. So, I contacted Laissez-Faire Books, and I told them that, you know, this is a book that, honestly, not a lot of people are going to order these days. It wasn't a bestseller back then, it's not a bestseller today, it's just one of those old Liberty books, right? So I figured I could maybe breathe a little bit of new life into The Market for Liberty by turning it into an audio book. And so that's what I'm actually going to do.
So and it translates well to audiobookdom because it's in more of a simple format than you know something that's significantly more scholarly by Murray Rothbard, yeah, something like that. And I think it's going to go well. So how are you going to go about releasing it to people? How can I get my hands on this book?
I've only so far I've only done chapter one.
Okay,
so it may take me a while because I've got a lot going on and it's sort of just. Like, maybe going to do a chapter a week or something like that, and then after
I'm
done
with it...
Well,
I mean, a chapter is going to take how long to listen to?
I don't know. It depends on how long the chapter is. This was, like, a four-page chapter, and it turned out to be 8 minutes.
Okay.
So...
How many chapters in the book?
I haven't looked.
It's a good question. Approximation.
I don't know. I can't.
Like, 30?
They're different lengths. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to crank this book out, and then once it's done, I think what I'll do is I'll release it on either a daily basis or something like that.
No,
via the podcast.
Put it out. Start a new RSS feed that people can subscribe to that want to get it, and I think you should promo it for a period of time so that you can get up your subscribership, and then release it on a weekly basis. Paperbacks, Terry Goodkind doesn't release his books one after the other after the other. You make them wait for it a little bit. I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, but
that way people have something on Sunday.
Hey, now that's a pretty good idea, Mark.
I'm chuck full of good ideas. You leave the marketing to me there, Mr. Free Marketeer.
Anyway, we're going to give it away. Laissez-Faire Books said it's all right for us to do that, so we're just going to give it away. And we'll give it to them, too, so they can sell it on their website. But anybody who's a listener to Free Talk Live will be able to get this entire book.
We're not going to advertise that we are giving it away for free. That way they can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah.
And you know,
well, it's going to be on our website, and it's going to be free.
But we're not going to advertise it. We're not going to go out.
I'll put a link there so someone can go and buy a copy of it. But I'm not making money on
mm-hmm.
this. They're not paying me to do all this work. And let me tell you, it's some work.
Sure it is.
To actually read a book and make sure you get all your diction correct and go back and fix all the errors and take out the blank spaces. And so hopefully, I don't know when to even expect to be done with this, but when it's done, it'll be permanently online for all to download, and I think it'll be fantastic because it's an excellent book that I think a lot of people need to
I am doing
read.
The same with Henry David Thoreau's essay on civil disobedience.
You?
Yes.
Wow.
But you're not a fan of civil disobedience.
I'm just reading the damn essay, okay?
You're reading it into a microphone and,
mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Going to be doing it here in my studio? Because I hadn't been informed
of this.
Most
of the time you're asleep anyway. It doesn't matter.
All right. So anyway, be on the lookout soon, sometime by the end of this year. I think I can have it done by the end of the year. Maybe by the end of the summer, if we're lucky, for a free book, The Market for Liberty, from Free Talk Live and Laissez-Faire Books. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Apparently, there's another Justin in Maryland on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin in Maryland?
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your
mind?
A lot
of people are getting out of the country. Do you think I should, too?
Why? Would you?
I'm afraid. These are scary times with the Bush era, the rollback
scary.
Of civil liberties.
Where do you want to go?
I think I might want to go to Europe. Do you have any advice for me?
Can I what?
Any advice?
Get a plane ticket? Passport.
Get a plane ticket.
Yeah. Now, why do you want to go to Europe?
I don't think it's going to solve any problems to go to Europe. I mean, there's just as many civil liberties compromised in over there as they are here.
Great Britain's worse off than we are.
I wouldn't want to go there. I know that.
I think you'd probably be better off moving to the free state and fighting for liberty rather than running away.
Yeah, I used to have this mentality, actually, and my plans were to go to Canada.
Yeah.
Justin? So do you want to fight or do you want to just run away?
I don't know. They're building concentration camps.
Well, I've heard those allegations. I don't know if it's actually true.
Although there are certainly
plenty of people that would like them to build concentration camps and throw in Muslims and Mexicans and that sort of thing. I don't know if they've actually done it. I've seen the pictures you're talking about, and they're of an Amtrak station. They're an Amtrak repair
station.
They
look eerily similar to Holocaust photos.
What's that?
They look eerily similar to Holocaust photos.
Yeah.
No, they don't look... Holocaust. The concentration camps in the Holocaust were built in the late 30s and early 40s. I mean, those are old buildings.
They look like the modern version.
The modern version. They look like any high school or prison.
Well, we have
a lot of concentration camps in the United States. We call them prisons. We have more people incarcerated here than any other nation on Earth. It's just a sort of terminology. What is a concentration camp versus what is a prison?
Thanks for the call, Justin. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I've seen these pictures.
I've seen them, too.
There's one of them in Indiana. There was a video. There was a video clip of some paranoid crackpot who she narrated the clip, and she was talking about, look, there's a black helicopter up in the sky, and she's zooming in on the barbed wire around the outside of the facility. And look, America's had concentration camps before. We threw Japanese people into them in the 1940s. So it's not unheard of. It's something that could happen again, but she was filming footage of an Amtrak repair center on, like, a weekend when no one was there.
That's great.
And so, yeah, it's like an industrial, kind of spooky, scary-looking place, because it's an industry place out in the middle of nowhere. It's not a concentration camp.
They fix choo-choos. No big deal.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. You take control. Tim, your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecto reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site are completely free. We give them away. That does include the bulletin board system. There are over 200,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of fun to be had, and it's all totally free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. There are 40 categories of products. Everything from their huge books selection to DVDs, office products, furniture, accessories, groceries. I mean, I could go on. There's so much stuff. You can buy it, and when it gets to your door, you'll feel good because a percentage of your purchase has gone to Free Talk Live, and you never even had to leave your computer to get all the stuff you need in life. Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to support the show and get what you want. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I come to talk about immigration, but first I had a comment about Ian reading Market to Liberty.
Yes.
I had an idea. I don't think you're working. You already do. I know you're killing yourself. But I think it would be kind of cool if you did kind of a companion piece to it, in which you talked about where the
book. It's getting bad. We're going to have to put you on hold, Tim. We'll try maybe have Tim call back, so we can actually maybe get him on a better sell or something like that, because I really want to know what he had to say. 800-259-9231. So it is 420, the 20th of April. And as usual on 420, we talk about it. Talk about what 420 is, for those of you out there that don't know. Although I would think that many among our audience are probably well in the know on the 420 issue.
Largely aware, I would think.
In fact, I would guess there are a large percentage of them that have probably partaken at this point.
I would think that we're beyond the 420 thing.
What do you mean?
I would think that those that are the cool hip ones don't consider 420 to be cool or hip anymore. Like, they're trying to distance themselves with that terminology.
Really?
I don't know. When I was a young person, I certainly celebrated more than I did when I got older. But
I mean, when, you know, some guy like me, 36 years old, comes in to work there, you know, and has gray hair and says, "Hey, happy holidays." You know, I mean, at that point, yeah, that's when you know whatever it is that you're doing not cool anymore.
Do you think it's jumped the shark? Is that what
That's what I'm saying. It's jumped the shark. Just like Fonzie and the motorcycle on Happy Days.
No, I don't think a 35-year-old didn't say Happy Holidays to me today, so, I mean...
I don't think it's a young person's thing. It's a pot thing.
Well,
and there are pot smokers of all ages. And so I don't think it necessarily has to do with a certain age group at all. In fact, we'll go into the history of 420 here in probably an hour number two, as far as the etymology of the term, where it came from. There are a lot of conflicting claims over the origins of 420. We'll get into that. But if it was created back when it suggested that it was created, which is in the 1970s, and has now blown up as popular as it is today, I don't think you can make the argument that
it's staying power.
Yeah, I don't
like Cheerios.
There are 420 bumper stickers. There are 420 celebrations.
And people use it in their name on MySpace stuff.
It is all over the place, and I see your point, Mark. And it does make sense. It is blown up pretty big at this point. But nonetheless, it is essentially, in case you don't know, 420 is the pot smoker's holiday, right?
Well, even if you don't advertise it, like...
Sort of pot nomenclature.
See, now, by the way, Julia has sort of been getting into her role on this show. She's new to the whole radio thing. Mark, you've got years of experience. And one of her issues on the air, and one of the reasons why she doesn't participate as much as she might like to, is because she's worried about interrupting. So what she really needs to do is take a cue from you, in that you have no compunctions with interrupting people on the air. So
I walk right over him. Look, somebody's
jump right in, right on top of him.
Somebody's got to
jump in.
Be there.
Oh, now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, so not everybody says happy holidays. I'm sure there are plenty of 35, 40, 50, 60-year-olds and older smoking pot today in celebration, more than they normally would in celebration of 420.
Well, I don't know. Now, that's a good question. As the pot smoker gets older, do they become less and less likely to know what 420 is? I mean, because there are probably some 60-year-old pot smokers out there that don't have any idea that it's 420. They're just smoking pot anyway, because that's what they do.
True, but I mean,
think what you're saying is true, Julia. Absolutely. There are people that are going to smoke today because it's 420.
Right.
That wouldn't smoke other days. I mean, I have smoked on 420s just because I will not be smoking this 420 if I wish to remain married. But I have smoked on 420s just because it was that day.
Hmm. And in fact, I've actually given up on smoking, believe it or not.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Actually, me as well.
Yeah. I vaporize.
Well, it's better for your lungs.
You know what? It really is, and it's effective. And the essentially, you don't even have, from what I understand, you don't even get the red eye. You don't get the smoky smell. I mean, it's got all
the
benefits.
No, it has a really nice, clean smell to it. It's different than smoking, and you don't get that feeling in your lungs, feeling after you're done. Very
so
nice.
Anyway, 420, we'll continue discussing the issue and give you the etymology. But there's actually a little bit of good news that we should report you've got good news. I've got bad news. Mine is about Ed Rosenthal. Next hour, we'll talk about Mark Emery. So we'll talk about some of the sort of purveyors of the 420 movement or the marijuana movement out there, some of the top marijuana activists and what's going on, just sort of update their cases for you. As you know, most recently we've had Ed Rosenthal on the show. He is a marijuana activist out in California, a well-known author, has written several books about growing marijuana. Federal prosecutors, according to the Drug War Chronicle, in the Ed Rosenthal medical marijuana cultivation case announced last Friday that they will retry the guru of ganja, even though they cannot send him to prison, and even though the presiding judge urged them to drop the case and admonished them for vindictively prosecuting him. U.S. District Court Charles Breyer, the judge, who has overseen the case from the beginning, demanded that prosecutors tell him who in the Justice Department had authorized this new prosecution. Rosenthal was convicted in federal court in San Francisco in 2003 on marijuana cultivation charges after Breyer ruled that he couldn't present evidence showing that he was cultivating medical marijuana legally under California law. As you may recall, he came on and explained all this.
Right, they wouldn't let him show the evidence.
So as a result of that, when jury members heard the rest of the story after they had convicted him, because again, he wasn't allowed to defend himself, they held a news conference to denounce their own verdict. In the wake of the juror rebellion, Judge Breyer sentenced Rosenthal to one day in jail, which he'd already served. While his original conviction was overturned because of juror misconduct, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the one-day sentence, which prosecutors had appealed. But that same ruling affirmed the federal government's right to prosecute medical marijuana violators, and the prosecutors, led by U.S. Attorney Scott Schools, apparently irked by Rosenthal's high-profile criticisms of them, decided to retry him on the cultivation charges and throw in 4 counts of money laundering, as well as 5 counts of filing a false income tax return as well. Judge Breyer threw out the new charges last month, saying they were solely to punish Rosenthal for winning his appeal. Rosenthal told reporters, quote, "This isn't a criminal case, it is a political case." As he arrived at the courthouse dressed in a blue wizard's robe with a golden marijuana leaf emblazoned over the breast.
Hold on. Could you read that last sentence?
That's awesome. He arrived at the courthouse dressed in a blue wizard's robe with a golden marijuana leaf emblazoned over the breast.
Oh, my God.
So he says, "I may as well get my money's worth and have a trial." So it looks like Ed's going to be fighting it out in federal court yet again. We'll give you the latest on our friend Loretta Nall in Alabama, Mark Emery as well, but let's talk to Chuck in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Chuck.
Good afternoon.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk, well, first of all, I love the vaporizer.
Yeah,
but,
good stuff.
It's good
stuff. It's good. Yes.
Yes. I want to talk about last night I was watching the news, and all of a sudden, breaking news happened.
Yeah.
It turns out they shut down the University of Nevada College because there's a guy in town who said that he thought the Virginia Tech shooter was a hero.
So they shut down the college?
They shut down the college because one guy said that the shooter was a hero.
Where did he say this?
Hmm.
I think he was like a member of the college or something, but what happened, I guess he's got a warrant out. A bench warrant because he got arrested for having a concealed weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And so he made these comments to somebody, and all of a sudden his picture's up everywhere. They shut down the college, and they wanted to take him in just for what he said.
That's kind of sick. I mean, you know, even though he may be a little twisted, I don't think saying something about the Virginia shooter is justification to be arrested. I understand
people are really sensitive about it today.
Yeah, well, they're whittling away at the First Amendment very, very slowly. I mean, are they going to go after everybody who's got a blog or a MySpace or something like that that's posted something positive about the Virginia Tech shootings? Because I'm sure one guy in Nevada isn't the only one. I bet you if you were to look around,
as it is.
And Chuck, thanks for the call. I bet you if you were to look around on the internet, you'll find several more people that are, yeah, go Virginia Tech shooter. Are they all going to be arrested? This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.